This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Hope you're doing amazing. I am starting my day with a little bit of reading and kind of just, there's this cool thing I used to teach called lead indicators in your energy. So there are push weeks and pull weeks. There are push days and pull days. Pull, P-U-L-L, not like swimming pool. And so some days I actually start really slow. I sort of learned this in reading and studying Jeff Bezos, who's the founder of Amazon. His favorite thing to do when he wakes up is just kind of, he calls it puttering around, like drink your coffee, read the news, don't really do that much, let your brain warm up. And I did this morning, and I was reading by one of my favorite authors. His name is, I think I talked about him yesterday, his name is Price Pritchett. He's got a new book out called Lucky You. I'm going to read you some pieces from it because it has to do with this thing called luck. L-U-C-K. Are you a lucky person? How you answer that question determines really how much luck you attract into your life. Good luck or bad luck, both of the different opportunities that can be hidden. And so he was telling his story. He said, he grew up on a farm. He said, luck calls the shots on your farming success or failure from one season to the next, regardless of how smart you are or how hard you work. Maybe you get rain at just the right times, or maybe your crops burn up and the panhandle's relentless wind and blistering summer sun. Sometimes you're looking at a promising harvest, but a wicked hailstorm wipes out your entire field in 10 minutes. Sometimes prices crater and the market for your crops is a bust. Every year is a gamble. Win or lose, Mother Nature insists that you take new risks every spring, but you can work the odds on the farm, in business, or in your personal life. You can lay the groundwork so that you have the best chances for a winning season, whether or not luck is on your side. The best you can do is control the controllables. You've heard that before. And that comes down to how you manage you. This is something we teach salespeople, we teach clientele, we teach this all the time. Like, you're going to have days or weeks where everything just kind of, all the balls go in the bucket. They just fall through the hoop. You've got a hot hand. Everything your touch is working. You know, I'm doing, I have one side of my business that like I'm doing trading. It's so much fun. But I've noticed this about like some weeks, every trade I take is just works. It's a winner. Profitability is everywhere. Everything's green. And then some weeks are a little bit more like, you know, ugly wins. Like, you're still winning, but it's ugly. It's not, I'm having to work for it. It comes at the tail end of a string of losses. And you got to keep your mind clean and maintain what you can maintain. So when it comes to good fortune, there's a quote, misfortune weighs most heavily on those who expect nothing but good fortune. We have to understand that life is going to be random sometimes. And what we do when we put our own mental complications into things is we double up the randomness of everyday life. Not only is life a little bit random, but we're random in how we react to it. So you have now two layers of randomness. You will never find attribution when you're like this. If one week you're having a really good week, and then the next week, you're like, I had a great week last week, so I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to kind of like let my lead indicators go. I'm going to wake up at different times. I'm going to kind of pop out of pocket. And then that luck kind of turns against you. You have no idea what's going on. You lose your sense of attribution. I tell salespeople this. The worst place to be is you're not winning and you don't know why. The second worst place to be is you're winning, but you don't know why. Both of these have to do with attribution. If you cannot attribute it to something, then you cannot repeat it. So a reminder for you today is this: where can you create control, not through controlling the circumstance, but through controlling you? I love you. Let's keep going.